Good morning. Morning. Good to see you this morning. Welcome. Special welcome to everyone. An extra special welcome to any guests who are worshiping with us here today. And also an extra special welcome to those joining us via live stream this morning. We're glad that you chose to worship with us here today. So would you receive this call to worship this morning? We gather to seek the way of God. As disappointment oppresses and violence threatens, we come to ask, whom shall we fear? We come to be reminded of God's power and to be led more deeply into God's love and to learn the way of compassion. So would you please join me in prayer? Almighty God, we do indeed seek you while you may be found. We call upon you while you are near. Have mercy on us, O God, for our thoughts are not your thoughts, and our ways are not your ways. Forgive us for living with fear. Help us live out compassion as we walk with Jesus on this Lenten journey. Let us see you more clearly and follow your ways more faithfully. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So would you join in the worship team in singing praises to the King?
Good morning. I invite you to stand for worship this morning.
You are the one.
invite the ushers up to take the offering on this next song. And today's offering is going towards the Pastoral Support Fund. And also the children may come up with their coins for My Coins Count.
Team that we have here and all the things that they do, just bless them richly. They truly do help each one of us, and we thank you for them. And may all this that we have gathered this morning go to a good blessing towards them, as we are grateful for them. We just come to you this morning and we give ourselves to you, Father, as we thank you for the blessings you pour on each one of us. Guide us, direct us, show us your ways and the things that we need to do to be doing your will, Father. And we just ask these things in Jesus' name.
Let's continue singing about the Lord's promises.
Thank you.
Father, we just thank you that as we praise you, that you are glorified, and that no matter our circumstances, that we are called to praise you. And God, that you give the victory through that, and you defeat our enemies through that. And we just praise you this morning, God. And we just lift Larry to you this morning as he brings your word. Just fill him with your Holy Spirit and with the words that come from you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I'd like to invite the children to come front for the children's story this morning. I'll tell y'all about it in a minute. Well, thank you for coming front this morning. I got to tell you about my morning. It was a really rough morning. You see, first of all, we lost an hour of sleep last night, so I didn't get up in time. Because then when I jumped out of bed, I hit my leg on the nightstand, and man, it really started hurting. So that's why I have the crutch to help me walk. And then as I was scrambling around, I hit a lamp. And this lamp fell on the floor, and it broke into bunch of different pieces, and as I was cleaning it up, I cut my hand. And then I cleaned it up, and then I was taking it outside to the trash, and when I opened up the door, the cat ran out the door. So I was chasing my cat all through the neighborhood trying to find my cat. And then when I came back in, I tripped on the steps, and I hit my head on the steps. So it's been a really terrible morning for me. So actually none of that's true. But when I was telling you the story, did you feel sorry for me? Yeah? Because you were wondering what happened to Larry? Yeah.
I was like, no way you could have that rough time.
So anyway, as you were sitting there and I was telling my story, you were feeling like sorry for me, feeling bad for me because of everything. You weren't. Well, if it really would have happened, you would feel bad for me, right? Yeah. So you know what that's called when you feel concerned, really care about somebody? You know what that's called? It's called compassion. Okay, so you learn. Yes, you learned a big word this morning. Compassion. It's when you really, really care about someone else and about what they're going through. So this morning, in this Bible verse I'd like to share with you is Jesus was a very compassionate man. And in Matthew 9:36, it says this: when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. So Jesus was very concerned about the people that he saw, and he had compassion for them. He cared deeply about them. He was very concerned for them. So that's how we should be with one another. We should be caring about one another and concerned about one another, and that's called compassion. So I'm going to have a prayer, and then you guys can find a snack in that bag. There's a bunch of different things in there, so choose one thing, and then you can go back to your parents. So let's pray. Thank you, God, for these children. Thank you for their energy. Thank you for the way that they are open to hear about you and learn about you. So I just pray that as they grow and as they learn more about you, they'd be committed to giving their hearts and lives to you. So just pray your blessing upon them today, and may they find you in their lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So you can grab a snack and head back to your parents. Well, good morning again and greetings in the name of Jesus. It's good to see you here today. Again, welcome to everyone. And I'm glad that didn't really happen to me this morning because I really would have been in really bad shape. Anyway, today we're going to be continuing our journey through the season of Lent as we remember what Jesus has done for us and the journey that he took on our behalf, the journey to the cross, his resurrection from the grave, securing our salvation and the gift of eternal life for all who will place their faith and trust in him alone. So the theme for this year's series is seeking God's ways, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Last week we looked at moving from security to generosity with a challenge of practicing self-denial in our lives, not just for the sake of practicing self-denial, but wanting and desiring to go deeper in our relationship with Jesus. And also, second part of that was practicing self-examination. Self-examination of the spiritual condition of our hearts. Are we growing? Are we pressing in closer and closer to the heart of Jesus? Taking the security that we have in Jesus and not abandoning that, but moving toward giving our hearts more generously to Jesus. So today we're going to be looking at moving from fear to compassion. So I read this story the other day. I don't think it's true, but it's a story about a woman sitting in her car in the parking lot. She had done her grocery shopping, put her groceries in the back seat, and then she went about doing some other shopping in some of the other shops in that area. And then she returned to her hot car. She was sitting in the driver's seat when she heard this loud pop or bang and a sharp pain in the back of her head. She was holding her hands behind her head when someone walked by and asked, "Are you okay?" And the woman answered, "Well, I've been shot in the head and I'm holding my brains in." But you see, she hadn't been shot in the head and she wasn't holding her brains in. It was the dough from a Pillsbury biscuit canister that had exploded and apparently from the heat and had hit her in the back of the head. So sometimes our fears are unfounded, like this woman's was. But sometimes our fears can be very, very real, like a young child who is extremely afraid of the dark. Life is filled with opportunity after opportunity to be fearful or anxious. And today I'm using the word fear to mean general apprehension, worry or dread, to absolute terror. Now I realize that that is a wide span, but I also believe that our God is a big God who can help us overcome the emotion of fear. Fear is a universal emotion which may start when someone is young and afraid of the dark, etc. As a teenager, maybe those fears can be related to things like rejection, humiliation, or failure. Moving into adulthood can also be filled with some possible fears of aging, disease, death, etc., etc. So this morning, I'd like to read Psalm 27, a psalm that David wrote. Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, that is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in the straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Now, I don't think I need to tell you that we live in a very anxiety and fear-filled society. The sales of self-help books dealing with anxiety and fear are through the roof. Fear is an emotion that can be very unpleasant and very harmful physically, emotionally, and spiritually. The Bible tells us in Matthew 13:22, in the parable of the sower, the one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. Fear can be very displeasing and dishonoring to God if we do not respond to fear with faith in God. When we experience anxiety and fear, we are instructed in 1 Peter 5:7 to cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Now, I'm not suggesting for a minute that casting all of our cares on Jesus is an easy thing to do. But I believe doing this calls for action on our part. That action is submitting to God who controls circumstances, not submitting to our circumstances. So what does David, the author of Psalm 27, say about overcoming fear? Well, Psalm 27, verse 1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? David had personally seen firsthand the faithfulness of God protecting him in fearful situations. And in 1 Samuel 17, he recalls how God helped him slay a lion and a bear when his sheep were being threatened. God also enabled David to slay Goliath, who was defying the armies of the living God. So David identifies several things here in Psalm 27, verse 1. First of all, the Lord is my light. Remember what Jesus said in John 8:12. I am the light of the world. And in Isaiah 9:2, the prophet Isaiah said, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Following God's word and applying it to our lives is the light for our path. Pressing into Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, says that in John 14:6, leads to salvation, which is the second thing that David identifies here in Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my salvation. Born again, followers of Jesus, not trust in any manifestations of their own strength to save them. We surrender to God and put our faith and trust in His perfect Son, Jesus. Our salvation and the forgiveness of our sin comes only through Jesus. And John 3:36 says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Apart from a healthy fear of God, I believe fear is not from God. God is sovereign, meaning He has supreme or ultimate power. Nothing can happen apart from His knowledge and His ultimate plan. God also watches over His children. Psalm 121, verses 5 to 8 says, the Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. This does not mean that we will never experience any difficulties or hard stuff in this life. What it does mean is that God will always be there walking with us. What do you do if you feel fear creeping in? Psalm 56, verse 3 says this. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. I believe there is incredible power in a spoken word. When you feel fear creeping in, speak those words out loud. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. Can we all say that together this morning? When I am afraid, I will trust in you. So, if you're experiencing fear, if you feel fear creeping into your body, I would encourage you to speak those words out loud. I don't care where you are. I mean, if you're in the grocery store and you start saying that, people may look at you like you're crazy, but that's okay, isn't it? When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. And then David identifies that the Lord is the stronghold of my life. So when I was reading and rereading this passage of Scripture, this word stronghold is what jumped off the page at me. A stronghold is a fortress with high walls. Now, man can build a fortress, but apart from God's protection, man has nothing. Those who trust in the Lord when they are afraid and trust in Him always and also live according to His purposes need to fear nothing. So, the choice, and this is a choice, the choice before us today is this. Is fear going to be the stronghold of your life? Or is God going to be the stronghold of your life? It's a choice that we all need to make. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In Psalm 56:3, when I am afraid, I will trust in you. It seems to me that when we overcome fear by making God the stronghold of our life, we can then be filled with compassion for others. I mentioned last Sunday that as followers of Jesus Christ, we are called to imitate God or be imitators of God in Ephesians 5, verse 1. I also believe that Jesus was a man of compassion. The definition I'm using for compassion is sympathetic pity and concern for the sufferings or the misfortunes of others. That's why the children weren't very compassionate this morning, because they didn't really believe my story, which wasn't true anyway. Compassion is tender. Compassion is filled with great warmth. It is a stomach-wrenching empathy for the plight of people. I believe that's what Jesus has for mankind. I believe that's what Jesus modeled for us. There's a number of verses in the scriptures that indicate Jesus having compassion or being moved by compassion for the people that he encountered during his earthly ministry. So I'm going to look at Matthew 9, verses 35 and 36. Says, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. So the scripture tells us that Jesus made a practice of going through all of the towns and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. Apparently, he didn't bypass any towns or villages because it says all. Everyone needed to hear the good news. Back in Jesus' day, today, everyone also needs to hear the good news as well. So I'd like to look at three things from this passage here in Matthew 9. First of all, Jesus saw the crowds. Jesus modeled what it means to be aware of those around us. He saw the crowds and he didn't pretend that they weren't there. He didn't turn a blind eye. He didn't turn away and isolate himself from the realities of what he saw. He didn't say, well, they know better. What did he see? People who were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. You can't drive sheep, you got to go in front of them and lead them. In John 10, 11 to 15, Jesus says this, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and he runs away. The wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus' mission was to shed his blood so that we can have our sins forgiven. He wants to be our shepherd. He wants to lead us. He willingly laid down his life. He did that because of his compassion for the harassed and the helpless. So Jesus, give us eyes to see the harassed and the helpless around us. Fill us with compassion and move us to action. So number two, Jesus had compassion. Jesus had compassion for the crowds. He lowered his guard and did not suppress what was stirring within him. I believe he allowed the suffering, the sin, the brokenness, etc., of all the people to go right to his heart. Compassion goes right into the heart and creates a gut-wrenching feeling of empathy as we identify with the brokenness, with the pain, with the hurt of another person. Jesus had compassion on the harassed and the helpless people that he saw. And thirdly, Jesus took action. How did he take action? Verse 35, by teaching in their synagogues, by preaching the good news, healing diseases and sickness. He did not neglect or overlook the harassed and helpless that he saw, and neither should we. Are you, am I, filled with fear? Or are you, am I, filled with compassion? Today we are bombarded with messages that tend to fill us with fear and pull us out of the loving arms and compassionate arms of Jesus. We also receive messages of apathy, such as, whatever. I hate that word. Whatever. What does that mean? Who cares? So what? If we're not careful, those messages of apathy can dominate our thoughts if we allow them to. So remember, like I said last Sunday, if you want to get rid of fear, stop watching the news. I'm serious. I mean, I did that, and it's much more peaceful. So remember, when fear creeps in, speak the truth of God's word that says, when I am afraid, when I am afraid, that's pretty weak. When I am afraid, that's better. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. That's truth from the word of God. So when you are afraid, speak those words. And may we move from fear to compassion, the kind of compassion that Jesus modeled for us. So would you join me in prayer? Almighty God, we do indeed thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you that we can put our faith and trust in you. And when we're afraid, we can do that. And the fear will be washed away by your love and compassion for us. So I thank you for your word. I thank you that we have you, someone we can put our faith and trust in, that you will walk with us through all the uncertainties of our daily lives, all the cares that we have, all those concerns that we have, that you'll be right there with us, walking with us every step of the way. So I pray you would help us all here today to move from fear, from being filled with fear, that you would fill us with compassion for one another and for those we encounter every day in our daily lives. I pray this and ask this in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. So just a reminder of the insert in your bulletin concerning Lent, and there's place there for you to write reflections from this message. Then go over into the overflow area. There's a cross over there. You can tack your reflections on there of what God is saying and revealing to you. So we're going to do this all throughout the season of Lent. So please take advantage of that opportunity. So I invite the worship team to come and lead us in a closing song.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. You are I
give just two different announcements. The first announcement that I want to give to you guys is about Vacation Bible School. There's been a little bit of an update, so I wanted to kind of update you all regarding what positions we're still looking for and also the curriculum change. Due to shipping conflicts, whether it was the timing of when things were going to be coming in and all that, we had to make the decision and switch our curriculum that we're going to be using this year. So the theme for this year is going to be Spark Studio, and the surrounding theme of that is created in Christ and designed for God's purpose. And the biblical themes that we're going to be touching on are the story of Daniel, Passion Week, and the arrival of the Holy Spirit. The dates have not changed. That is still the same. The time of everything is the same as listed in the bulletin before. And I want to thank those of you that have already volunteered for Vacation Bible School. We got a lot of responses back regarding different positions, so I really appreciate all that. But we are in need of some crucial pieces. We are still in need of a preschool Bible teacher and a preschool game teacher. This is for our children ages 3 to 5. So if you are interested in that, or you just want to kind of take a look at what you would be doing, if you're interested, let me know. I have all the things that you might need for that. So just touch base with me after the service, or my contact information is listed there for you. The other announcement that I have is for our youth group, a soup fundraiser that we will be doing on March 27th. In either foyer is a sign-up sheet that you can let us know what soup you want and how many you want of each soup. We will be doing a Swedish meatball soup and chicken corn noodle soup, and there is no charge, but we are asking for a donation. And this donation fundraiser is going towards our summer service project to Alaska this summer. If you have any questions, speak to any of the youth advisors, and we'll be happy to address your questions.
Well, thank you, Amanda. Thank you for all your hard work. I know VBS doesn't just happen. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes hard work and planning that goes in, so thank you for all that you do. I know in your bulletin it said Steve Horning was going to have the children's story this morning. Obviously, Steve didn't do that. Steve texted me yesterday and said he wasn't feeling well, so he'll do that another time. So just wanted to clarify that. If you saw in the bulletin, that's not Steve up there. That's the reason why. And also, just a quick reminder about the inserts in your bulletin to fill that out. Go over to the overflow area and tack it on the cross. That'd be great just to go over there and read what people are sensing and feeling, what God is stirring within them. So thank you for your attention this morning. Would you stand for a parting blessing? Parting blessing from Ephesians 3:16. May God strengthen you with power through His Holy Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. Go in peace. Fear not. Have a great week.